More importantly, it really increases safety because instead of the bicyclist sharing a bike lane with the truck next to them, they're separated from trucks and they have their own facility. And it was kind of interesting because as project manager, I've dealt with these standards in terms of how wide a sidewalk or a multi-use path should be. And about 6 weeks after we built this sidewalk, I went for a walk with my son on a multi-use path that was only 6 feet wide. He was 4 years old at the time. And he got clobbered by a bicyclist and broke his collarbone. So what I took away from that was that I was very glad that we built this sidewalk to the proper width because we really wanted to avoid ped-bike collision.
Is this the first time we've used a center median stormwater?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the first one that we've done. I think BES is pretty interested in replicating this in the future. I might also add, Commissioner, this is to my knowledge, the first time we've taken an existing bridge in the state of Oregon and added sustainable stormwater, where instead of it just dropping into the water body below, we're piping most of it into a stormwater swale and cleaning and treating it. So when you add all of this up, I'm certainly we got some savings as a result of the economic environment and the bidding climate, but we work recognizing that we didn't have all of the property owners in support of this project. We worked very, very hard to deliver this project over budget. So we had 63.8% petition support for this project, but we're pleased to bring it in approximately 1.2 below the original budget, about 600,000 below the budget at LID Formation. Be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Good work.
Anyone wish to testify?
We have John Menzel.
Mr. Menzel.
It's the last one. 90 seconds.
Thanks for waiting, Mr. Menzel.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning. I'm John Menzel. I'm the controller for Owens, Illinois Glass Manufacturing Plant on Glass Plant Road. And before you can see a picture of the plant. I guess this is. I'd like to just briefly tell you about OI's contribution to Portland and Oregon. We've been in this location for 53 years. We were one of the first employers in the area. When the plant was built, it was just being filled in the city of Portland. We were outside the city limits of the city of Portland. We currently have more than 200 employees working 24 hours a day, four shifts. We manufacture glass containers, which are 100% recyclable. We currently recycle 70,000 tons of used recycled glass that we have purchased in the state of Oregon, and that at a cost of over $2 million. So we do contribute to the area economy. And this also eases the burden on the landfills used by Portland and the rest of Oregon. Last year, we paid $550,000 in property tax. And we have a large customer base, many of which reside inside the Portland metropolitan area. And we are their sole supplier of glass. OI's position. We have increased traffic coming up 92nd due to the new bridge that was formerly closed. The picture we just saw was after they took down the fence. There was no traffic allowed to go through there on the old bridge. That traffic has been speeding up 92nd and restricts our access to our main access to the back of the plant. Cars go through there fairly fast. Those trucks have to swing pretty wide to make it through. The footbridge actually gives better access to transients to our property than what we had before. We've noticed a significant increase in property damage and trash brought in by those transients. The double wide sidewalks make the bridge really too narrow for us to use for our trucks to go down there. And our main objection to this is we're being assessed $35,000 for something that we didn't want. We're on record for opposing it. If you bought a car, and I take that back, if somebody bought you a car and asked you to pay for it and said, now you can't use it because instead of putting wheels on the car, we're going to put roller skates on it so it makes it unusable, you would object to the $35,000 assessment just like we are. The trees are planted too close to a narrow road. The drainage in the middle of the road further restricts the access to that area. And the design clearly accommodates the Port of Portland, not the other area residents. Yet we're being asked to contribute significantly to the paying for the project. We were on record as objecting to the LID when it was established. We object to the $35 proposed assessment, and some of the slides that follow will demonstrate why we can't use it. Those you can't really see the double sidewalks here, but there are double sidewalks on both sides of the road. This is 92nd. We feel that is highly overkill and restricts our access. This is 92nd. I'm not sure where that last slide was taken showing double sidewalks, but clearly I've walked that area many times, and on 92nd I did not see any double sidewalks. I see a limited size sidewalk, and the double wide sidewalks on both sides of the 92nd clearly are not they're out of character with the rest of the development in the area. This is the double sidewalk that cuts. This is on the west side, and it restricts down to a narrow little sidewalk. I don't know what purpose that serves. This is the picture of the bridge, a very expensive bridge. I don't know if you've walked in that area or not, but there's almost no foot traffic in that area. This comes across up into an area highly used by trucks, and it's actually kind of dangerous to walk in that area. Once again, it's just giving transients better access to destroy our property. Here's a picture of a tree that's planted. You can see that it comes to the inside of the curb, and when that tree grows up, it's even going to further restrict it. Do you have any questions for me?
So your objections are the $35,000 and the design.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'd recommend that the Port of Portland pay the entire assessment.
So I have a question. Why do you think that it benefits the port?
Well, it appears that their property is just right on the other side. So if they wouldn't have access to that shopping center, some of those areas, I think that gives them some access coming off of Columbia that they didn't have before. That's my reasoning anyway.
Don't they have big trucks too?
I don't know if they have any big trucks or not, but I know our neighbors just right behind us are trying to figure out how they're going to get 600 trucks through that area and across that bridge, and they haven't figured it out yet.
Did you ask for the bigger bridge? Were you supporting the $3 million version of this LID?
You know, I've only been with the company for a couple of years, and this took place prior to my employment, so I can't answer that question.
Mine too, so thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I do think Owens was opposed originally as well.
Owens is on record to opposing it. Yes, they were.
The original?
The original,
oh,
yes.
Oh, so you did
the original
oppose,
LID, right? Owens opposed.
So if you oppose the original, you oppose this one.
We oppose being assessed for something we can't use. So it went through. We can't use it. So why should we pay for it?
And you felt that way with the original design?
We felt in the original design, our trucks come in off of the 23B exit off of 205, most of them. So
they don't use
we weren't going to use it. We weren't going to use it to begin with. So we opposed it from that basis. But then if we would want to use it, when you're asked to pay for something, if there's a need to use it, we would expect it to be designed to accommodate our needs, but it doesn't.
And I just want to give you an opportunity to respond. So you don't really need it as a primary source of access. It's a backup source of access. And that's why you opposed the original. Mm-hmm. And now that it's been sized to meet the resources available, your need hasn't necessarily changed for it to use as a backup, but you're opposing the smaller potential LID assessment as well.
We're opposing the smaller assessment as well, right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any thoughts?
Thank you, Mayor Adams. Again, for the record, I'm Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. Couple of things. If the assessment proposed for Owens, Illinois, is not $35,000, $33,711.30 combined. if they were to finance that over 20 years based on short-term financing rates, which typically refinance when we do long-term financing, be $3,170.28 per year. So they have said that they have 200 employees working at the site. So if you divide that out, I'm not quite as fast at the math here as maybe I should be, but if you divide that out, it's a pretty small cost per employee. One of the things that we heard from property owners south of the Columbia Flu when we were forming the LID is that business disruption was a very important issue to them. So even if somebody hypothetically never used the road on an everyday basis, if they had another recurrence of that tanker truck overturning, or let's say freight train derails on Union Pacific Railroad tracks, they could lose the amount of their LID assessment really quickly if their plant were shut down or their employees couldn't get to work or leave work or what have you. I'm a little puzzled by the comment that there's no access to the road because Owens, Illinois has a gate right on 92nd Drive. They can get right on 92nd Drive and go out and use the existing vehicle bridge. And I also want to emphasize two other things. Number one, if you look at the construction cost of the bridge, excuse me, we spent about $847,000 on construction. Less than one-third of the cost of the construction of this project was the ped bike bridge. So two-thirds of the construction cost of this project was putting in the new roadway and upgrading the existing vehicle bridge. And then lastly, in terms of the width of the street, not that I would normally refer to the Selwood Bridge or the good basis for comparison, but if you took away the structural issues with the Selwood Bridge, the deck width of the Selwood Bridge is 24 feet across. The width of the 92nd Drive Bridge is also 24 feet across. So 92nd Drive Bridge is equally as wide as the Selwood Bridge, despite the fact that the Selwood Bridge is the busiest two-lane bridge in the state of Oregon. You know, prior to the structural issues on the Selwood Bridge, I never noticed any problems with TriMet buses or trucks using that bridge. The lanes on 92nd Drive north of the bridge are 13 feet wide. If you look at our truck standards, what they call for on interstate freeways is a standard 12-foot lane width with a preferred 13-foot width. And so essentially we have built 92nd Drive to the same standard as I-5, I-84 interstate freeways in the state of Oregon. So it is fully usable by trucks, as you saw from that picture in the presentation.
Okay. Thank you. This moves to a second reading. Oh, you wanted to testify? Yeah, please come forward.
Sorry, I forgot to sign up. All right. Okay, my name is Richard Larson. I represent Bridgeport 44 Systems, Tom Saunders, and we own a commercial property at 9331 Northeast Colfax. It's a 20,000-square-foot warehouse. We've seen the rents go down 35% in the last 3 years, and now we have a $16,000 assessment. That's several months' rent. Actually, it's close to half the year. We think that, I agree with Owens, Illinois, that this serves the Port of Portland. They own all the property north of the SLU, and we don't think the assessment to this degree is justified.
Thank you for your testimony. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, this moves to a second reading next week, and we are adjourned.